This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And so you know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in where he says, the one who prays Salat al-Fajr, ثم جلس في, there are two narrations, في مصلاه في مسجده. One narration suggests that you should be sitting exactly where you prayed. You don't move from there. And the other narration suggests that as long as you're still in the masjid. وَهُوَ الصَّحِيحُ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, as the Shaykh Ibn Baz mentioned. And even if a person walked out a little bit and came back, no problems. Doesn't damage this. Doesn't damage this reward. Whoever salah, prayed that fajr, and that sat down in his place or in this masjid and began to engage in dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the sun rises, he is given the reward of al-hajj wa umrah tamma tamma tamma. Reward of hajj and umrah, complete, complete, complete. Nothing is diminished from this reward. This is for men. Amma a woman, masalan, if you're saying that the best woman of the best prayer of a woman is in her house, how does she earn this reward? Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah, he says, a woman that prays in her house and sits in her house making dhikr of Allah until the sun rises, just like the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Juwayriyah bint al-Harith, did, then she earns the exact same reward. And this is also the case of a sick person that cannot attend the masjid because of his sickness. If he was to sit at home, pray al-fajr, and sit down, dhikrullah, until the sun rises, he is given the same reward. You see, in Islam, equality between men and women is only in reward. That's where equality is. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أُنْثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْضٍ. When it comes to reward, man and woman are exactly the same. No difference. But when it comes to roles and so on, that's a different story. There is no equality in that. Now,